Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is here to preview the new season of the Mountainside Open Mic, which takes place Wednesday nights at the Rookery Cafe. Marion Call, welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Hi, Scott. It's so nice to see you.
It's nice to see you as well.
And in Carhartt overalls, no less. Very nicely done, Scott.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. We were working, moving some out records today.
Oh,
I put on my
yes.
work clothes.
Yes. Yes. Lift with your legs.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to do.
So Mountainside Open Mic, did it start this fall or last?
It started this fall, yeah. This is only the second round. It's brand new, but it feels like it's been around forever already.
And it's Wednesday yeah. nights at the Rookery Cafe.
It's Wednesday nights at the Rookery Cafe. It's a limited season. It only goes on for a few weeks, but it is every week. And we're running from this week, February 27th through April 24th. You should come down and present a song or two in any genre. And I mean that, any genre.
And what time does it start?
It starts at 7. Sign-ups and seat collecting start at 6:30. It's when we open the doors. And we encourage you to come a minute or two early to get a seat and a coffee or a kombucha.
Is there a cost?
There is no cost. However, we recommend a donation for the showcase artist who plays at the end. We have some fantastic showcases booked this year. The way our open mic works is for our first hour and a half, we present our local Juno talent or visiting talent, you know, anyone who comes and signs up to perform two songs. And then at the end, we always conclude with some really fabulous featured artists, like the kind of person who has put in their hours, spent their time getting ready. We feature an artist or a band for about a half hour. And we're kicking it off with Paper Trail, which ought to be fantastic. After that, we're going to hear Radiophonic Jazz, which is Chris Talley and Arias Hoyle. I know people are excited about hearing them after the Governor's Awards.
Very cool.
And who else we got? We got Jocelyn Miles and Brown Sugar. We've got Brooke Monroe and her Bluegrass Toy. I wonder who that could be. who else have we got? We've got a really terrific season. And I should have brought my list in. The posters just got finished printing over at Capital Copy.
And so, okay, it starts a week from yesterday, right? Next mm-hmm. Wednesday, the 27th?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. The 27th. We'll see you at the Rookery.
And so you'll have a featured artist that night,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's
Paper
right.
Trail, you said?
Paper Trail's our first. Yeah, that's right.
And what about for other folks that want to come and play tunes? How's that work?
You just show up. You find me. I'm the person running around with a clipboard with the long red hair, looking slightly frazzled and very happy. And I will sign you up. I'll sign people up up to a week in advance, so you can sign up for the following week or you can sign up for that very night.
Music, poetry, spoken word, what do you like to focus on?
It's mainly music because we already have an amazing poetry and spoken word open mic in town, Wush Kinyarei, and we always want to support them. We're very grateful to them. In fact, they let us borrow some of their sound equipment. And we also already have comedy nights in town. We have some other venues for that. So we focus on music performance. Not required to be original. But we do invite people to, you know, stretch themselves. The goal is, even if you're a seasoned musician, do something that scares you a little bit.
Got it. And for the spectators who are watching, you have art supplies too, don't you?
We do. We encourage everyone in the room to be making some kind of art, whether it's just doodling with a crayon or watercolors. People are brought in beading and crocheting and showing us what they've made. It's really fun.
What inspired this? It's a little different from traditional open mics, right?
I don't know. I would say actually it's inspired by going around the country as I have and going to hundreds of open mics and seeing what were my favorite things at each one. And I just kind of took them all and melded them into a new open mic downtown. We already have some good open mics at the university and at the Alaskan Bar, but we didn't have one that was all ages and downtown, and I wanted to change that. So I added this to our community of open mics, and I just kind of took all my favorite stuff from every open mic I've ever been to and combined it into one.
All right. We've been speaking with musician and organizer Marion Call. Mountainside Open Mic Season 2? Spring Season 1 Spring Edition?
I don't know. I'm just calling it the spring season. Yeah.
Spring season starts a week from yesterday, Wednesday, February 27th at the Rookery.
And we're encouraging people to come and warm up their set for Folkfest. Come a couple times, special. Play your Folk Fest set, get it ready for April.
You mentioned something special in April as well, right?
That's right. Mountainside is partnering with the Alaska Folk Fest officially to bring you the Songwriter Showcase on the weekend. This is a Songwriter Showcase that has been a part of Folk Fest for a very long time. And I've performed at it a couple times. It's terrific. It used to be at the Silver Bow in days past. This year it's going to be at the Rookery Saturday and Sunday of Folk Fest from 3 to 6 p.m. That is going to be a lot like Mountainside, except it will be all original songs. So, Juno, we encourage you to write a song, collaborate with someone, or like dust off something old that you haven't played in a while. If you have an original song, we want to hear it Saturday and Sunday of Folk Fest weekend. That's April 13th and 14th at the Mountainside Open Mic Alaska Folk Fest Combo Singer-Songwriter Showcase.
And besides coming to see you on Wednesday nights at 6:30 or 7 p.m., can we find you online somewhere?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Mountainside Open Mic. And actually, in a couple hours there, we'll have events up for all of our new season.
Marion Call, thank you. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Scott.